The summer went by, college football, and boy, I'm sure you're like everybody else on pins and needles at one time. Are we going to have a college football season? And by gosh, you're having a college football season, aren't you?
Yeah, going through the summer, I was really getting a little worried there for a little bit, but then we made it to fall camp, and then we were just kept getting through it. We had a couple cases like everyone else kind of like expected, but we got through it, and now we're just staying strong, and the NAIA is just really doing a great job of like keeping us going, and the GPAC's doing a great job of fighting for us, and so we just got really good people like representing us and keeping us going, I guess.
I know, talking to Paxton Terry, a little interview with him for Hastings College last week, and they talked about the testing process. I'm sure all the athletes, football guys, you got to go through all that as well, don't you?
Yep. So here, when we first got here, we all tested, and then coming back is negative. And then a couple days in, like, we had a couple people who were getting sick, and so we do contact tracing, and those people would be getting tested. And then about every month, we would do, like, a random testing of the team, of, like, half the team. And then we did that for a little while. And then with the new updated guidelines, we don't really have to do that anymore. So now we only get tested if we have symptoms.
And you felt good, no injuries, and you're getting on the field, too, aren't you?
Yep, no injuries. Fall camp went really well, and starting on some special teams, and then when we played Dakota Wesleyan last week, I got in for the last series on defense. That was really exciting.
That's terrific, and you never know as a freshman, will I get out there or won't I? The coaches really can't promise you anything, but you're busted your tail in practice, and by gosh, you're getting rewarded for it, aren't you?
Yep, I came in expecting to be the freshman anyways. I wasn't going to come in as a high school senior anymore, so I mean, I expected to come in and just play my part and do my job and just wait until it's my turn. And I just did good in fall camp, and coaches noticed, and so I just got an opportunity, which is really nice, and I'm glad coaches gave me that opportunity, and so I'm just doing the best I can to just do as good as I can in that.
And 2-0, team is off to a 2-0 start, wins over Midland, and a nail-biter 22-14, then not so close against Dakota Wesleyan, 47-10.
Yeah, we had a really good game last week against Dakota Wesleyan, and then 3 weeks ago we played Midland. That was a really good game. We were supposed to play Jamestown in between, but that game got postponed, and it got rescheduled for later in the season due to COVID stuff. And so those were some good games. I felt like the offense and defense both played really, really well. We have a big game this weekend. We play a top 10 team this weekend, Northwestern, who is kind of our rival. They're just 10 minutes down the road, and so it's been a really good week of practicing this week, and you can tell that it's a big week. It's rival week, so I mean, we're all excited for that, and I think we got a really good shot this year.
And it's not too bad to have a bye week, even though it wasn't meant to be that way. In between Midland and Dakota Wesleyan, gave the coaches a chance to work on a lot of things, extra week off, and then it showed the next week against Dakota Wesleyan. Maybe that bye week kind of give you a little boost, a little more energy, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure, because after our first game, we really knew what we needed to work on and what we needed to fix, and just getting that extra week to get that work in really showed when we played Dakota Wesleyan last week. So it was really a blessing in disguise for us, I think.
Linebacker on defense, I'm sure that you've got some great guys on this defense. Talk about that. Is that they have a lot of guys back for their defensive unit this year?
Yeah, our defensive unit is going to be really strong this year. We have a lot of seniors this year. The senior linebacker is an all-conference linebacker ahead of me. He's really, really good, and he's just a great guy. He's been really coaching me up, and I've been learning a lot from him, which is really nice. And we've got a solid defensive line and up front with a couple seniors, and then we have a really good DB group too with a bunch of seniors. So we just have a really solid defense this year with a lot of good senior leaders.
Well, that's terrific. You get some playing time there. And then special teams, you've done that before in high school. It's nothing new for you.
No, special teams is fun. That's the best part. Just getting to run down on kickoff and stuff like that, and then punt return, kick return, all that stuff. But yeah, I did that in high school, and then Shrine Bowl and stuff this summer. So I mean, I was really excited to be able to make it on that team.
How about the Dort offense? You guys see them, of course, face them in practice every single day. Didn't score as many points week one, but they really came back against Dakota Wesleyan and had a nice game, didn't they?
Oh yeah, for sure. After Midland, we knew what we needed to work on, and they really worked on that hard, and they just had a great game last week. And just our offense is really great. We have a really great quarterback and great wide receiver group who's just just doing amazing, and the O-line is doing super good protecting them and giving us a run for our money on defense when we practice against them and stuff. So it's just, we just are constantly making each other better because we're both just such great, like, such great teams, and so it's just really exciting.
I see Dort does have a JV schedule, a three-game JV schedule. Will you play in some of those games?
I will, yeah. So my first JV game will be on this upcoming Monday at 6 o'clock. So I'm really excited about that. So I'll be starting in that on defense and then special teams as well.
That's terrific. I mean, those JV games, yeah, get a lot of more experience and get a chance to play those full-time and get some appearances in a varsity game. Your freshman year is kind of working out pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I'm excited that we do have the JV like this year. They were looking at canceling that due to COVID, but I'm glad that they stuck it out and we actually do get an opportunity to have that because that would be really great for all the freshmen coming in to get playing time and just get some reps at the college level to just get their nerves down a little bit and stuff and just to get used to the new tempo of things. It's just really exciting. I think it's a great thing that they're doing.
I'm sure excited, too. This is your home opener. You've had the first two games on the road, so you got the next three are at home.
Yes, sir. It's going to be good. We have Northwestern at home, and then we go Doan at home. And then I don't know who's after that, I guess.
But my schedule says Northwestern, Jamestown, and then Doan the next three.
Jamestown, then Doan. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we got those three at home, and that's going to be really exciting to get that home experience because I remember on my visits when I was here, that was a big deal for me wanting to come here because just the home game experience was just amazing. The community up here just really, really supports the student-athletes and just comes to all the games, and it's just really exciting.
How about your studies, homework, you know, juggling football and homework? That's nothing new for you, but how is your studies going?
It's going good. It's definitely a lot more than high school, that's for sure. Engineering's kind of tough. It's got me in the study room quite a bit, most nights up late doing homework, doing stuff like that. But I've been doing good with time management and just being able to manage football and studying and stuff, and it's been going good for me.
That's great. No regrets at all. Dort has treated you nice. You're getting to play football, and no regrets. You love the school, don't you?
Oh, for sure. No regrets at all. I wouldn't change my decision at all. I love it up here. It's just a really great fit for me academically, athletically, and just spiritually. And just it's just really great for me up here, and I'm really, really happy with my decision.